Good afternoon, this is John Baker with the latest RTL Today news, sports and weather for Friday the 7th of November. The National Roads Authority has announced a full weekend of closures on sections of the A1 motorway near the Le Gertchen roundabout to carry out essential repairs, meaning traffic in both directions will be reduced to a single lane. The work to replace expansion joints on the overpass structure will begin tonight at 11 p.m. and is scheduled to be completed by 4 a.m. on Monday morning. In an RTL interview today, Dr. Monique Reif, president of the Hospital Doctors Union, addressed the ongoing debate surrounding Luxembourg's healthcare system, the recent termination of CNS conventions, and the emergence of new private clinics. While expressing understanding for the frustrations that led the AMMD to terminate its agreement with the National Health Fund, Dr. Reif stated that her union firmly supports the current convention-based system. Amid ongoing service disruptions for cross-border commuters, a major milestone was reached for Luxembourg's rail network as the first tracks of the new Bettenberg to Luxembourg City line were laid during the All Saints holiday closure. While the new infrastructure will not provide immediate relief, it marks a significant milestone in a project that promises to eventually deliver up to 8 trains per hour between the border and the capital and a promised improved punctuality. And in international news, Typhoon Kalmegi is sweeping across Vietnam today, claiming 5 more lives after its devastating passage through the Philippines, where the death toll rose to 188. Kalmegi unleashed record rainfall and flooding in the central Philippines this week, sweeping cars away, trucks, shipping containers, before lashing Vietnam. And finally, North Korea has today fired a ballistic missile, Seoul's military has said, around a week after US President Donald Trump approved South Korea's plan to build a nuclear-powered submarine. Analysts had warned that Seoul's plan to construct one of the atomic-driven vessels would likely draw an aggressive response from Pyongyang. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Jude Bellingham and Phil Foden have been recalled to the England football squad by manager Thomas Tuchel ahead of next week's World Cup qualifiers against Serbia and Albania. England have already secured qualifications for next year's tournament with 2 matches to spare. And in rugby, Lewis Rees-Zammit is poised to make a return to the international scene after he was named among the Wales replacements for Sunday's match against Argentina in Cardiff, following an unsuccessful 18-month stint in American football at the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he failed to compete in 1 competitive NFL game. And finally, 17-year-old freestyle skier Flora Tabanelli, one of Italy's medal hopes for the upcoming Winter Olympics, risks sitting out the competition after tearing the anterior cruciate ligament in her right knee following a fall in training on Thursday. Weather-wise, it's all rather glorious autumnal day in the Duchy today, and it should remain clear and sunny with occasional passing clouds for the entire day. Very little wind and a top temperature of 12 degrees later this afternoon.